The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live, and thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. And on this Wednesday afternoon, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Yeah, that was my telephone number Tuesday, and Lord willing, that will be my telephone number tomorrow as well. But it's 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Little program note, top of the hour, 4 o'clock, we will be joined by our friends in Washington, D.C., as we were a couple of days ago. Just 1 hour, 4 to 5 p.m. this afternoon, we will be simulcasting with WAVA 105.1 FM in our nation's capital. If you have friends, if you have friends, relatives that live in the Washington, D.C. area, tell them to tune in at 4 o'clock on 105.1 FM. Well, for the liberal left, it's all about feelings, nothing more than feelings. Yeah, it's all about feelings. Whether you're really doing anything or not, if what you're doing makes you feel good, well, then you're probably saving the world. Well, McDonald's is getting on the feel-good bandwagon. They're going to help save the planet. How are they going to do that? Well, they're going to take toys out of Happy Meals. What? No, say it's not. Yes, they're going to take. Well, I'll take that back. They're not going to take all toys. They're just going to take plastic toys. The cool stuff, you know, the stuff that the kids like. They're going to take those out and they're going to replace them with cardboard. Cardboard superheroes. Yeah, I'm not making it up. Let me read this. The Burger Giant said Tuesday it's working with toy companies to develop new ideas, such as three-dimensional cardboard superheroes. I can hear kids all across America. Mommy and Daddy, can we go to McDonald's so I can get a cardboard superhero? I just love cardboard superheroes. Yeah. Or the ever-popular plant based super Hebrews or recycled game pieces. Okay, now how many? Would anybody want to guess how many toys? Hey Jeff, put your headphones on, my ever faithful engineer. All right, Jeff, I want you to take a guess. How many toys does McDonald's put in kids' meals every year? What would you guess? How many toys does McDonald's put in kids' meals, Happy Meals, every year? That's considerable. Yeah. Take a guess.
15 million?
Higher.
Are we talking billions?
I'm asking you. You said 15 million, and I said, higher. 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 Yes. 1 billion toys every single year. 1 billion. Well, I guess that could have an impact on landfills and so forth. The company says the new goal will reduce plastic use by 90%. I didn't know this, but in the United Kingdom and Ireland, McDonald's has only been offering soft toys, paper-based toys, or books. And Burger King removed plastic toys from kids' meals in the UK all the way back in 2019. Wow. 1 billion toys every single year. So those are going to be gone. All right, that's the weird and wacky. This is a cool story. Putnam County Schools in Tennessee. A group of football players said, we'd like to have prayer at the end of the game. Well, the Putnam County Schools checked with their attorney, and the attorney said, well, faculty, staff can't be involved. We don't encourage it. Quote, courts have consistently ruled that prayer and proselytizing cannot be sponsored by schools or school personnel. The school did not tell the students they could not do it, but they discouraged it. Well, as a result, I love this. A group of the students, primarily the football players, and their parents began to organize. And this past Friday night, when the football game was finished, a large group of students came to the center of the field on the 50-yard line, and their parents circled them and held hands, symbolically protecting their children from anyone who wanted to stop them from praying. Can you get that visual image in your head? Football game's all done Friday night. Bunch of kids get out in the middle of the field. They're on their knees. And their parents come and join hands. One of the parents said, we will join hands and encircle them as a sign of protection and solidarity in choosing to continue to pray. This is a parent-led event. We're encouraging anyone that would like to show their support to please join us. Scores of parents, according to local news, scores of parents and fans flooded the football field to pray with their children. One of the parents said, quote, Satan's power was defeated tonight, and the threat of legal action to forbid prayer after the game was overwhelmed by player-led prayer, supported by parents and fans in solidarity. Wow. Love that story. No, they cannot keep you from praying. No, they may try, but they can't. God bless the parents, the students, the football players in Putnam County, Tennessee. May their tribe increase.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
How many times have you heard the squad, the uber-liberal leftist females in Congress, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the others, how many times have you heard them say, we're not anti-Semitic, we love the Jewish people? They lie. They have successfully blocked, at least for now, U.S. funding for the Iron Dome system in Israel. Yeah, I'm getting this from the Jerusalem Post. Quote, Democratic Party leadership in the U.S. House of Representatives has removed funding for Israel's Iron Dome defense system yesterday. The revision came after progressives in the party refused to vote for the bill in which the Iron Dome funding was included. The progressive Democrats blocking the Iron Dome funding are among those who pushed to block arms to Israel during Operation Guardian of the Wall in May. That move was led by Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. The Democrats could not get the bill passed without the progressives. Yeah. Now, what do we know about the Iron Dome system? It has no offensive capability whatsoever. It is not a weapon. There is nothing in the Iron Dome system that could be used to hurt anyone. So what is it? It is completely for defense. It tracks and intercepts missiles coming into Israel from Palestinian territories. A conservative estimate would be it has saved the lives of thousands of innocent civilians. Because, please remember the difference between the Palestinians and the Israelis. The Palestinians intentionally, almost always intentionally target innocent civilians. Now, you check it out. Check out the news. Just spend a little bit of time on the internet. You will be very, very hard-pressed to ever find Palestinian missiles aimed at military sites in Israel. They're always aimed in civilian populations. On the other hand, Israel never targets innocent civilian sites unless, and sadly, tragically, this often happens, the Palestinians put their missile launchers right smack on the roof of a school or a church or in a lot next door to a hospital. And they do it intentionally. And this is very important. They don't put those missile batteries, missile launchers, in the middle of civilians thinking that Israel will not retaliate. They know Israel will. They know that that will not deter Israel from retaliating. But they want, they desire, as many innocent victims as possible of their own people. They intentionally want their own people to die. Two reasons. PR, public relations. Look what those terrible, evil Jews did. They bombed a school. Look at them. You mean the school that you put the missile launcher in? Oh, well, the only important thing is they bombed a school. Israel does, and again, don't believe me, check this out. Israel does as much as they possibly can to eliminate civilian casualties. The Palestinians, on the other hand, do everything they possibly can to increase the number of civilian casualties. The difference between the two sides is stark. It's amazing. So the Iron Dome has not hurt anyone. It can't hurt anyone. There is no offensive capability of the Iron Dome system. It is purely to defend innocent civilians. And the Squad, the progressives, the far liberal left in the United States Congress, is blocking a system that has saved the lives of thousands of innocent people. That should tell you just about everything you need to know about their priorities, what they care about. Now, this part of the budget will probably pass anyway, eventually, hopefully. But for now, these radical leftists in the United States House of Representatives, doing everything they possibly can to remove a system that saves innocent lives. Yeah.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.